Sunbred by Alyssa Klebin. Welcome. The Wilkinson Public Library and the Town of Mountain Village are proud to present the Mountain Village Story Walk. The Story Walk project was created by Ann Ferguson of Montpelier, Vermont, and developed in collaboration with the Kellogg Hubbard Library. Special thanks to the Wilkinson Public Library for their generous support of this project, providing the books and audio translations for the Story Walk. And thanks to the Town of Mountain Village Business Development Advisory Committee for funding the project and the Plaza Services team for installation and maintenance of the Story Walk. The wind it whooshed, the snow it whirled, the rain streamed down, it sloshed and swirled, and washed the colors from the world. Bare trees shook like chilly bones, children grumbled in their homes. Birds and beasts all wished the sun would show its golden face again. A baker missed the sun so much, she took some flour from her hutch. Some butter, sugar, eggs, and yeast. She said, I'll bake a sunny feast. Because the real sun likes to hide, I'll make my own small sun inside. She kneaded bread dough rich and gold, glossy, springy, smooth to hold. She shaped a bread so round and grand. It seemed the sun shone in her hands. Perhaps the baker's loving touch helped her sunbread grow so much. Perhaps it was the yeast or flour. Something gave that sunbread power. It rose and rose and rose and rose. A smell from heaven filled the nose of every chilly child and dog, every porcupine and hog. They saw that good bread rise and shine and stopped their grumbles, groans, and whines. The baker's made a sun, they cried. The baker let them all inside and filled them up from toe to head with puffy, hot, delicious bread. Bread so brilliant, bright, and sunny, summer seemed to fill their tummies. Bread so fluffy and so fine, they felt themselves begin to shine. And then, surprise, begin to rise, to float and flutter, flip and fly, light as kites into the sky. And down again to dance and sing, they all joined hands and hooves and wings, and praised the joy good bread can bring. They made a sound so sweet and deep. The real sun woke up from its sleep. It burst out through the lumpy clouds and streamed down on the startled crowd. The sun is here, they gave a cheer. It wants some bread, the baker said. So everyone threw bits of bread, chunks and hunks and crusty crumbs, into the sky, up to the sun, who ate it up and beamed back down on every city, field, and town. It dried the fur of mouse and dog and warmed the soul of bear and frog. It glittered on the blue-green seas, wove golden ribbons through the trees. It painted colors on the day, melted all the snow away, and brought the shadows out to play. It scattered rainbows soft and bright, fed the plants with its clear light. Streaked the sky red, yellow, pink, and purple, then began to sink. And as the sun slipped down to rest, the baker shouted this request. Come back for breakfast, please, dear sun. I'll bake fresh sunbread and sun buns. The baker baked the whole night long, and then hooray at crack of dawn. The sun was back to spread its light like honey on each yummy bite and dance around the world and sing of all the joy good bread can bring. And now, when it is cold and gray and dark and icy, guess who plays with flour, sugar, eggs, and yeast? Guess who bakes bread, stars, and beasts? Bread, birds, and flowers, boats, and towers, tons of buttery small suns, which shine until the real one comes? The baker and her crew. That's who.